Brett Meyer, former longtime varsity basketball coach here at Vodkins, was recognized at the half of the university game with the Richie Gutman Award for his long-term service and loyalty. For his long time service and loyalty as a Vodkins fan, a teacher, coach, and ambassador for Vodkins Schools. Brett Meyer extremely deserving of the recognition. Brett Meyer, extremely deserving.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field. Thigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Heights north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And hello to all of you on this Tuesday night. I'm Jack Kramer at Botkins. We've got high school basketball action for you. Botkins boys, Jackson Center boys, in a Shelby County Athletic League contest. And it is a pivotal tilt, to be sure. Botkins, with a win, can sew up the SCAL boys title. Botkins at 12-3 on the season overall and 9-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, is ahead of Jackson Center by two games in the loss column. A win tonight by Botkins would put the Trojans three up on Jackson Center, Rushi, and Anna, with just two games for Botkins left on the schedule. Botkins would thus then take the boys' championship. Botkins is looking ahead to more than that. Botkins obviously would like to finish the campaign unbeaten, 12-0, a perfect slate in the Shelby County Athletic League. We are at Rushi on Friday night. Botkins takes on the Rushi Raiders, and that will be game 11 in the league for Botkins, which closes out SCAL action on Friday, February 13th, at home against Houston. And by the way, looking down the regular season trail, on the 21st of February, a Saturday, Lima Central Catholic comes to Botkins here. That should be a very good game. We will call that one for you for certain, as well as the contest this coming Friday night. And on Thursday, Fort Loramie and Rushi girls go at it at the Redskins gym. On the line, the SCAL girls title. Rushi can finish it off with a victory on Thursday. Fort Loramie can tie for the league championship by defeating Rushi on Thursday night. Right now, the Rushi Raiders are sitting at one loss in league action, that to Anna. Fort Loramie is a setback to Rushi, and one to the Rockets. Fort Loramie needs an upset win over Rushi at Fort Loramie on Thursday to forge a two-way tie for the top spot on the girls' side of the ledger. Botkins Trojans come into this game tonight having won 4 of 5, although Botkins did lose to Preble Shawnee in a game we covered Saturday here on scoresbroadcast.com. 47-44, the final, won by Preble, which turned in a great second half as Preble Shawnee wiped out a 16-point deficit very late in the second quarter to turn the tables on Botkins and hand the Trojans their third loss of the year. Prior to Saturday's defeat, Botkins had won four straight. Prior to that, had lost two to Midwest Athletic Conference foes, Marion Local and Minster. Botkins opened the year with eight wins in succession. Jackson Center needs to turn its season around. The Tigers have suffered setbacks in five of the last six. Prior to that, won four of five. Jackson Center has been nipped at the wire in several close games, decided by 7 points or less, losing at Coldwater on January 5th, 45-42, at Indian Lake on January 13th, 56-49, at Rushi on January 23rd, 46-39, and this past Saturday night, Jackson Center was beaten by West Liberty Salem on the road in West Liberty by a scant 2 points, 42-40. Jackson Center is going to have to play a lot better than the Tigers have recently in order to knock off the Trojans here tonight. In fact, Botkins played probably the best game of the year for the Trojans in the first meeting against the Tigers. And Jackson Center needs to defend Botkins much better tonight than it did in that contest in order for Jackson Center to be in it down to the wire. JV game going on right now. Botkins with a big lead over Jackson Center. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Varsity tilt tonight. We've got all the action here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is Botkins hosting Jackson Center. SCAL action on Scores Broadcast.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back to Bodkins. I'm Jack Kramer. High school basketball tonight just around the corner. Bodkins Trojans tried to earn a Shelby County Athletic League title by knocking off Jackson Center here this evening. A win by Bodkins would give the Trojans a three-game lead in the loss column over Jackson Center, tonight's opponent, and Anna and Rushi, with just two league games for Bodkins to play. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment. You just heard from LaCal. LACAL moved to Shelby County from LA, California in 1983, thus the name LaCal. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. So much gratitude to LaCal, which got us started. LaCal is still with us today as a continuing sponsor. LaCal Equipment, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much. We simply would not be in year 21 right now without the support from LaCal Equipment. And we say hello to Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank on the air with us now for over a decade. Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi as of a year ago spring. Also in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. osgoodbank.com. Earlier in the season, Bodkins clobbered Jackson Center 73-46 at the Tigers gym. Bodkins led 17-13 after one, 41-24 at halftime, 62-36 after three. James Steinke was hot as he poured in 20 that night. Eli Pitts at 17. Owen Zimfer 14. Will Monnen 11. Tucker Hilskamp 5. Braden Welsh off the bench with 4. Preston Sayre led Jackson Center on that evening with 16. Brendan Sayre at 10. Carter Kloffenstein added 9. It was a 4-point game after one. And then Bodkins poured in 24 points in the second quarter and ran away with it. Trojans defense was tremendous, forcing 23 Jackson Center turnovers, and they led to a bundle of easy transition points for Bodkins on that night. The Tigers need to perform much better here this evening against Bodkins in order to make this a ball game down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Good likelihood this game will be tight, because over the years, rarely has there been a campaign when both games were very lopsided. In fact, in the last 22 contests, 8 have been decided by 7 points or less. In the last 22 meetings between the two clubs, Jackson Center leads the series 12 games to 10. Bodkins has dominated the last dozen, 9 victories to 3. The previous 12 were owned by Jackson Center. The previous 10 were owned by Jackson Center, 9 triumphs to 1. So over the last 22 contests, Jackson Center leads the series 22 to 10. But interestingly enough, as I mentioned, 8 of the games, 7 points or less, 3 of them in overtime, and only a point and a half per game separate these two clubs. Jackson Center averaging about 49.5 a game, Bodkins 48 points per game when these two teams have met over the last 22 meetings. Bodkins beat Jackson Center earlier this year by a score of 73-47. Last season, Bodkins won 2 of 3, including that decisive tournament game. Bodkins beat Jackson Center in the regular campaign by 3. Jackson Center knocked off Bodkins by 11, and the Trojans beat Jackson Center handily by 17, 62-45 in last year's district. JV game is over. Bodkins a winner. Jackson Center Tigers varsity has entered the floor. We've got more from Eric Bodkins in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295 3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
The Plaza in Bodkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
And welcome back here to Bodkins. Jack Kramer speaking to you from the Bodkins High School gym. A very deserving award was given at the half of the junior varsity game here tonight. Brett Meyer of Botkins was recognized at the half of that preliminary contest. Brett was honored with the Richie Gutman Award for his long-time quality service and outstanding loyalty at Botkins Schools as a fan, a teacher, a coach, and Botkins School District Ambassador. Congratulations to Brett Meyer. So well-deserved for certain. Quick overview of these two teams here tonight going at it on scoresbroadcast.com for the Botkins Trojans. Eli Pitts leads the way, 13 points a game. Will Monin's at 10. Owen Zimpfer is at 9 for Jackson Center. Preston Sayre, a little over 12 per contest. Brendan Sayre is at 8. Carter Kloffenstein is at 14 per outing. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components that will elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. I think defense will be stressed. Botkins out defense Jackson Center by quite a wide margin, first meeting between the two clubs. Botkins didn't handle a zone very well on Saturday. Will Jackson Center break out of its mold and not go man some and maybe zone Botkins? We'll see. And how will the outside shooters be defended? Eli Pitts, Will Monin shot the ball well in recent games. Monin especially on Saturday. And, of course, the Sayers for Jackson Center can get on a roll and develop a hot streak. Defense on the perimeter, mighty important. Key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A new sponsor on Scores Broadcast is Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville, Route 274 east of 29. Woody's at Kayville, one of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around. It's 2 years old, and people are lining up to come in. Man, oh man, is it ever popular. Breakfast from 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. You can sample a variety of different daily lunch plates. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals. Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville, is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that is well worth the drive. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Osgood Bank, great sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Osgood Bank pleased to partner with the village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and in Rushi. We'll take a look at starting lineups in a couple minutes when we come back. Botkins Trojans, Jackson Center Tigers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS meats.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Here are your starting lineups, brought to you by Fox Supply in Minster. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for over 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, receive an education, and raise families. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years. For visiting Jackson Center, Preston Sayre starts, 6'2 senior, along with Anderson Fark. He also is at a wing, a 6'2 junior. Brendan Sayre at guard, a 6-foot sophomore. The front line includes Dane Reese, a 6'1 soft, and Carter Kloffenstein, a 6'3" senior. For the Bodkins Trojans, Eli Pitts out front, a 6-foot junior. Will Monden at a wing, a 6'2 sophomore. Owen Zimpfer at the post, a 6'6" senior. James Steinke at a forward, a 6'4 senior. And Tucker Hillscamp, a 6'1 senior at a wing position. Phil Groves, fifth-year head coach at Botkins. All he's done is win about 20 games per season. Aaron Kloffenstein doing a great job at Jackson Center in his third year, succeeding the legend, Scott Elkert, who was at Jackson Center for 23 seasons. We'll return with the opening tip to start the game in just a few minutes. Botkins hosting Jackson Center here tonight. The Trojans, with a win, can seal up the Shelby County Athletic League race here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Botkins Trojans have just been introduced. Jackson Center Tigers were announced via the public address system a couple minutes ago. crowd filing in still. Not quite the crowd we had this past Saturday for that matinee game between Botkins and Preble Shawnee. Shawnee fans drove in big numbers and filled one-fourth of the lower bowl on Saturday. Jackson Center fans have done the same here tonight. Lower bowl across the way and the mezzanine behind me. Not quite as packed as Saturday, but still a pretty good crowd here at Jackson Center tonight. Home fans hoping Botkins wins the league outright. Botkins undefeated in SCAL play, 9-0. A win this evening would give Botkins a three-game advantage in the loss column with two games to go over Jackson Center, Anna and Rushi. Trojans currently ranked number two in the state in D7 behind Delta St. John's. Opening tip to start the game, won by Botkins, and it goes to Eli Pitts, who steps inside the top of the circle and hits a 17-footer. Right away, Eli Pitts is on the money. Good-looking jumper. He stumbled, fell down after he shot it, but it rattled in. And here's Botkins' defensive pressure, giving Jackson Center trouble. Turnover, backcourt on the Tigers. That's what happened to Jackson Center at home earlier in the year against Botkins. Tigers were rattled often and were pushing 25 turnovers at the end of that game. Here's Tucker Hillskamp driving into the paint area, back to the basket, on the arc to Steinke. Steinke unloads a three, overshoots it, didn't catch rim. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Preston Sayre up and over the timeline for the Tigers. Down the left side, he goes to Dane Reese, and it's clawed away by Hillskamp. He rolls the ball ahead to Pitts, driving hard to the rim. Eli lays it up, no good. Rebound stuck up there by Zimfer. Oh, he missed a bunny, and Jackson Center pulls it off the glass. Long lob down the floor for Klopfenstein, much too far. Three turnovers in 70 seconds for Jackson Center. Not a good beginning. 2-0 in favor of Botkins. Botkins Trojans currently number two in the Southwest Region North bracket behind Cedarville, which plays 14-2 West Jefferson tonight. Number two is Botkins. That is the seeding rank based on a compilation of computer, max preps, RPI, and so on and so forth. Botkins currently number two. Trojans quickly missed a long three after entering the forecourt to a right. Jackson Center got the rebound, and the Tigers go high-low. Beautiful assist. Brendan Sayre lobbing down inside for Klopfenstein, who gets the deuce. We're tied up at two. 6:05 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins has the ball. Hillskamp, far left corner, swings his way into the lane, stops and puts up a four-footer right in front. Easy two-pointer for Hillskamp of Botkins. He's a good driver, a lot of muscle. And here's Hillskamp in backcourt, and he flicks the ball away from Reese of Jackson Center. It's loose on the deck, and Hillskamp gets a mitt on it. We've got a jump. We look at the scores table for the arrow, and it favors Jackson Center. Nearly another turnover on the Tigers, who are down 4-2, 5:40 left first quarter. Preston Sayre up the right side to Anderson Fark. Man-to-man defense, Botkins. Jackson Center began in a man as well. On the arc, it is Brendan Sayre. Whips the pass left side to Preston. He's still 25 feet away. Now Dane Reese, top of the circle. Right wing, Brendan Sayre. Good defense by Botkins. Jackson Center can't penetrate the arc. Here's Anderson Fark, 25 feet out. Picked up tightly by Steinke. Fark staggers into the top of the circle. Not a smooth dribble. Gives it up to Preston Sayre. He navigates the lane on the run down the paint. Missed the bank shot. Botkins stares the board. Here's Will Monin sprinting hard to the top of the circle. Dishes right wing to Steinke. A long two-pointer hits the rim. Top of the backboard. And it is ruled out of bounds. Unless it hit that support up there, it is not out of bounds. It was on the top of the glass. I don't think it deflected off the black bar. It still could have been ruled in play. Nonetheless, out of bounds to Jackson Center. Down 4-2. 4:40 left here in the first. Bad pass, Tigers. Another turnover. Jackson Center's fifth. Will Monin on the takeaway. and he zips into the lane. Fall away shot no good, but he's clobbered on the arm, and he will get two free throws here for the Trojans, who lead it 4-2 with 4:33 to go in the first. Jackson Center must start taking better care of the basketball. That is imperative. A couple of free throws for Monin, who pumped in 19 on Saturday. The shot is good by Will. Second one upcoming. Braden Welsh, super sub for Botkins, is in. Braden Welsh, a 5'10 junior, does everything pretty well for head coach Phil Groves. Offense, defense, handling the ball, shooting it. Second free throw, Monin circles the rim and comes out. Rebound down to the Tigers, Preston Sayer, who glides up the floor against Steinke. Gives it up to Brendan on the arc. Near side to Dane Reese. Kloffenstein catches 25 feet away. Zimfer on him. Ball is whisked around the top of the circle, given to Preston Sayer. To Kloffenstein, who pops out and shoots the three off to the right. Rebound Botkins. Quickly down the floor, Hillskamp sets up top of the circle. A three ball, front rim, backboard. Hits the rim again, trickles off. Good rebound, Zimfer. He's undercut by a Tiger. Ball out of bounds to Botkins to the right of the basket. 3:59 to go, first quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. 5-2 in favor of the Trojans. Ball inbounded. Pitch to Zimfer, back to Pitts. Ball flipped outside the arc, straight away Monin. Oh, he's got an avenue right down the lane. Shot blocked. Good play by Dane Reese. Loose ball picked up by Zimfer. Hands off to Welsh. Into the paint. Right flank to Hillskamp. Mid-range, back to the basket. Doesn't shoot. Looks for help. Goes to Pitts. Pitts has got room. Uncorks the three. Swisharoo! Eli Pitts from downtown. Eli's got five. Botkins leads 8-2, 3:24 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center, Sayer over the timeline, sprints to the top of the circle, and cutting from the right corner to the rim is Fark, who catches the assist from Sayer and lays it in. Nice two-pointer, fine teamwork. Fark converts, 8-4 in favor of Botkins, 3:06 to go, first quarter. High dribble by Zimfer. Behind him to Monin. Zimfer set the screen. Monin missed the three short. Rebound Jackson Center. Quickly up the floor, Kloffenstein. 2:50 left to go, opening quarter. 8-4 Botkins. Preston Sayre, 25 feet out, goes right corner to Fark. On him is Welsh. Fark wants to drive, can't do it. Dangerous cross-court pass to Kloffenstein. Here's a long three-pointer, Brendan Sayer. My goodness, 28-footer, clanged off the iron, no good. Rebound Eli Pitts. He hustles down the floor, darts into the lane. Hits the cutter, trailing it's Welsh. His seven-footer bounces, no good. Rebound Zimfer, can't hang on. It'll be Jackson Center's possession. 2:18 to go, first quarter, 8-4. Botkins on top. Botkins won the first meeting, 73-47, shot an amazing 78% from the floor, 69% from three. And Botkins will never do that again, although the Trojans have come somewhat close to replicating that kind of a contest a few other times this year. Botkins' defense really fuels its offense on a good night. Jackson Center has not handled it very well so far. Five miscues. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including Frisch's in Sydney. It's never left. Still going strong. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar in Sydney, open 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every night. And more popular than ever, Frisch's dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, and chicken pot pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's, still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites? Another turnover, but Jackson Center, the Tigers 6. Botkins guns up a three from the right corner, missed by Monin. Rebound Tigers, hooking foul against Botkins. Score remains 8-4. Botkins, 2 minutes left here in the opening period. Jackson Center inbounding in backcourt. These two teams combined for 30 in the first quarter in the first meeting. Botkins led before, 17-13. Here's Preston Sayre running down the floor. Hands inside to Dane Reese. It goes back to Preston Sayre for three. Just a hair short. Hangs on the lip of the rim. Comes off. Rebound down to Botkins. Cross-court pass to Steinke. Right corner Monin. Goes baseline. And then he swings toward the paint and banks it in on the run. Nicely done. Will Monin. Monin's got three. Pitts five. Tucker Hillskamp two. 10-4 in favor of Botkins. 1:20 left opening period. Here is Dane Reese carving out space in the lane. Gives it back on the arc to Preston Sayre. Hits a cutter. Brendan Sayre down the lane. Short on the shot. Well defended. Rebound on Hillskamp. Down to Monin. Monin glides into the paint. Back to Hillskamp from three-point territory. Doesn't shoot. He barrels into the paint area. Tries a sloppy reverse layup. No good. Botkins controls the board and shoots a three from the left corner in the person of Welsh, and he's got it. Welsh in off the bench, playing well as usual for Botkins, which leads 13-4, 40 seconds to go first quarter. Jackson Center's got the ball 25 feet away, in off the bench. It is Ian Stengel, a 5'10 senior. Into the paint area to Kloffenstein, backs down his defender, puts up a fadeaway with one hand, no, off to the right, taken off the glass by Botkins. Trojans will play for one, up nine, 19 seconds to go first quarter. Head of the key, Welsh, picked up by Preston Sayre, down to 13 to go in the first. Coming out to catch is Hillskamp. Where's Eli Pitts? Not to be found. Welsh steps out, catches, shoots the three with 3 seconds left. No good. Rebound of a Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor on the run, Brendan Sayre. A 50-footer short as the first quarter closes. Botkins in front, 13-4 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the second quarter with a strong post-up move by Owen Zimpfer in the lane for Botkins. Back to the basket, turns. Little half-hook shot from 6 feet goes down, and Botkins is up 11, 15-4 over Jackson Center. First half minute, second quarter. Not sure if I recognize it accordingly, but the field goal by Braden Welsh late in the first quarter was a three. He was behind the arc. It was a triple. I may or may not have noted that it was a three-point basket. But it's 15-4 in favor of Botkins, up 11. This game starting to resemble the first encounter between these two teams. Won in big fashion by Botkins. Preston Sayre on the arc. Goes cross-court to Ian Stengel. Stengel in the right corner to Brendan Sayre. Brendan dribbles to the top of the key. Ball rotated right wing. Jackson Center can't penetrate the arc. In off the bench here for Bodkins is Vince Bayless. Jackson Center turns it over, throws it down inside. Sixth turnover of the game for the Tigers. Bodkins then scoops up the ball and fires a pass 75 feet down the floor against the Trojans' mat on the far wall to our right. It's out of bounds as the clubs exchange mistakes. 15-4 in favor of Bodkins. A minute 15 gone, quarter number two. Here's Bodkins pressure in backcourt. Welsh on Brendan Sayre. Big lineup on the court now for Bodkins. Zimpfer is out there with Bayless off the bench. And here is Jackson Center thwarted in backcourt. Stymied so long, the Tigers can't get it to the timeline in 10 seconds. Another turnover, Jackson Center. Bodkins in the lead, 15-4. 6:29 to go, second quarter. Eli Pitts on a weave to Hillskamp. Comes to Steike, top of the circle, picked up by Fark. Steike fakes left, goes right, herky-jerky move, foul line, leaves it for Pitts. Pitts darts down the left side of the lane, pulls up in the paint, throws on the arc to Steike. Elbow, left of the circle, 16-foot fadeaway by the southpaw Steike. No good off the heel. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Preston Sayre, good spin move. Scrambles down the lane, leaves it short. Rebound, Bodkins, 3-on-2. Here is Will Monin, blazing a trail to the rim. No good. Stick back, missed on the play by Zimpfer. Here comes Jackson Center. Long three ball, Brendan Sayre, right corner. Rattles in and out, no good. Good rebound by Zimpfer. Saves, throws it in. And let's see, a player has been shaken up momentarily. Will Monin staggering, took an elbow to the cheek. The official recognized it alertly. So we stop action. 5:41 to go, second quarter. Bodkins 15, Jackson Center 4. The Tigers have had a power outage offensively for a chunk of the season. Only 40 points recently against West Liberty Salem in a loss on Saturday. 39 at Rushi in a game we covered on Scores Broadcast. Steike with the ball, 30 feet out for Bodkins. On a weave to Pitts. Top of the circle, foul line, breaks free down the paint. Pitts to the rim for two. Eli Pitts doing what he does well. And that's find the angle and slice right through the defense of the opponent. He did it right there to perfection. 13-point lead, Bodkins. 17-4. Klopfenstein on the arc for the Tigers. Goes to Dane Reese. Coming out to catch is Brendan Sayre. To the post to Klopfenstein. To Fark straight away for three. It's in and out, in and out. Oh, my goodness, it hung on the rim. Wouldn't go down. A lid on it for the Tigers here tonight. Bodkins pulled off the rebound. Head coach Aaron Klopfenstein shakes his head. Some close shots for Jackson Center. They appear to be going in, but they fall off the iron. Here is Bodkins attacking. Baseline left at Zimpfer. Back to the basket. Oh, a good reach in and a steal by Dane Reese. Reese took it away on the play for the Jackson Center Tigers. Gives it up down the floor to Preston Sayre, top of the circle. Jackson Center held to 4 points so far in this game. 4:08 to go here in the second quarter. On the arc, it's Preston Sayre. He hits a cutter along the baseline. It's Klopfenstein. Good feed, and Klopfenstein finishes for two. 17-6 in favor of Bodkins. Biggest lead had been at 17-4. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Zimpfer on the arc on a weave to Pitts. Pitts tries to turn the corner, can't. Steps back, shoots the three. High archer, hit the back rim. Skied to the top of the backboard. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. I'm not sure if those shots are hitting the black support a foot or so above the glass, because the top of the glass is still in bounds. So apparently it's been judged a couple of times in this game so far. The shots off the flange and then ricocheted off that black support that runs parallel to the backboard above it. Jackson Center at midcourt. punched out of bounds by Botkins. Tigers shooting in bad luck. Several have been on the rim, just will not fall. Preston Sayre in backcourt for the Tigers so far in this game. 4 points for Klopfenstein, 2 for Fark, that's it. Neither Sayre has scored. Brendan Sayre scoreless, Preston Sayre scoreless. 3:11 to go here in the first half. Here is Jackson Center posting up Klopfenstein. Ball dealt deep in the right corner to Preston Sayre. He's got a good look. Ooh, it's just a little bit short. No good. Rebound Botkins. Quickly down the floor to Welsh in the lane. Turnaround 7-footer. Curls in. Well done by Welsh. Sparkling game for him off the bench for the Trojans, who lead it 19-6. Jackson Center in backcourt having difficulty against the pressure. And Botkins deflects and steals. Hills camp to midcourt. Fires to Welsh in the left corner. Welsh hangs on, 2:35 to play. Fakes left, goes right. Little jab step into the lane. Ducks under Preston Sayre, who blocks it. Loose ball right corner, Jackson Center possession. Timeout, Tigers. 2:27 left, second quarter. 19-6, Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, as we come back to live action, Jackson Center, after the timeout, throws the ball away right to Eli Pitts, and he sprints 50 feet. Hard drive by Eli to the rim, up and in. 21-6. Botkins leads by 15. Trojans' biggest lead of this game. Fark down the floor for Jackson Center. Straight away to Reese. Coming out to catch is Preston Sayre. Again, Preston Sayre and Brendan Sayre. Neither one with a point so far in the first half. I bet that has not happened in a game this year. Here's a long three ball. Brendan Sayre does everything but go in. It rattles in and out twice. Rebound loose on the floor. Fark picks it up. Baseline J, no good. Push off foul. Jackson Center on the rebound. Tigers must keep shooting sooner or later, and they're going to drop. Jackson Center has gotten some pretty good looks here in the second quarter, but visiting team cannot cash in. Botkins with harassing defense here tonight, having forced 9 Tiger turnovers already. 1:22 to go here in the first half. 21-6 Botkins. Pitch on the arc, on the dribble. Swings it left side to Hillscamp. Left wing Welsh. Guarded by Fark. Welsh on the arc, gets a screen from Hillscamp. Popping out to catch on the play is Vince Bayless, who dumps it down inside to a teammate. Stolen by Preston Sayre of Jackson Center. Sayre up the floor. Cross court pass to Brendan, who shoots the three ball. Swish! There you go. What a skip pass by Preston Sayre to brother Brendan, who lit it up from downtown. Good-looking long-range three, all net. 21-9. Botkins put 12, 36 seconds to go first half. It's been all Trojans so far. The 15-point lead before the make there by Jackson Center was the biggest in the first two quarters. Pitts is dribbling at midcourt, not being contested. 5-second count, not on. Down to 17, 16, 15 to go here in the first half. Botkins 21, Jackson Center 9. Here's Pitts coming out to catch. It is Zimfer, dumps it to Welch in the paint. He's triple teamed. He shuffled the feet. That's a good call. 4.5 to go in the first half. 21-9 Botkins. Jackson Center needs to get this ball down the floor, get a good shot, and hit one to get this game down to 10 or 9 before the halftime break. Botkins has thoroughly outplayed the Tigers in the first two periods. Running up the floor, Preston Serra at midcourt. He's got to let it go. It's a long, wild, heaving hook shot that splashes off the middle of the backboard and ricochets away. That's it. Two quarters in the books. Botkins vying for an outright SCAL title here tonight, leading Jackson Center 21-9 after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer. Trojans 21, Jackson Center Tigers 9 here at intermission. We're just several days away from finishing up a round of new production of Osgood Bank commercials to highlight that fifth location for you in Rushi. Osgood Bank, do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. Osgood Bank locations in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Osgood, and Chickasaw. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main, and Fort Loramie. We've got what you want. Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, on the north side of town, is the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Just drive on through, grab-and-go, pick up a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner, South Main, in Fort Loramie. Schaefer RV Storage is also new. It's located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Halftime score here at Botkins. Trojans lead the Tigers of Jackson Center 21-9. Botkins' biggest lead was 15 at 21-6. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Welcome back here to Botkins. Jack Kramer. It's halftime. 21-9, Botkins in the lead over Jackson Center. You just heard from Schnipple Construction in Botkins, one of our halftime report sponsors. The others is Borchers Family Floor Center. For Botkins, the points have been arranged this way. 9 for Eli Pitts in the first 2 quarters. Will Monin had 3. Braden Welsh, 5. Owen Zimpfer, a basket for 2. Tucker Hillscamp had 2. For Jackson Center, a field goal for Anderson Fark, a triple by Brendan Sayre, a couple of two-pointers by Carter Kloffenstein. That's it for Jackson Center. 13-4 Botkins after 1, and 21-9 Trojans here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here we go. Second half at Jackson Center. Tigers turn it over to start the third quarter. A miscue far side of the floor. Error, Tigers. That's 11 for Jackson Center. Next one's a dozen floor mistakes for the Tigers in this game tonight. Number of empty possessions for Jackson Center, which is tally just 9, trailing 21-9 to Botkins. Tucker Hillskamp, top of the circle, is shoved. He goes down in a heap. If the Tigers hang on and win this, Jackson Center, or I should say, if the Trojans hang on and win this, Botkins takes the SCAL outright. Hillskamp in backcourt to Eli Pitts. Pitts motions. Hillskamp gets it back. Hillskamp being manned by Dane Reese. Hillskamp bullies his way into the lane. Up for two right in front. If Hillskamp gets that deep, well, you can chalk two on the board. 23-9 Botkins. 7:08 to play here in the third quarter. Preston Sayre midcourt. He's being dogged by Monin. Outside the arc, it goes to Brendan Sayre, far left wing. It's Preston. Oh, there's a pass intended for a Tiger who left his spot. It goes out of bounds. Another floor mistake for Jackson Center, 12 in this contest tonight. Botkins at midcourt. It's Pitts outside the arc to Hillskamp. There he goes into the lane again against Dane Reese. Tapped away from behind by Brendan Sayre. Good double team. Sayre on the steal. Down the floor to Kloffenstein. To Dane Reese in the paint. Ball dealt to Preston Sayre. Left flank. Fadeaway shot from 16. No good. Off the flange. Rebound Botkins. Will Monin dashes down the floor in the right corner. Out back to Hillskamp. Back to Monin. 25 feet away. Monin wants to drive. Gives it to Hillskamp. Baseline. On the arc to Pitts. 30 feet out. He resets. 23-9 in favor of Botkins. Pitts gets a screen. Long triple. Good. A rainbow. Bullseye. Eli Pitts. A big bomb for Pitts. He's got two threes, three twos in this game. 12 points for Pitts. 26-9. Biggest lead of the game for Botkins. Jackson Center shakes a player loose in the paint. It is Dane Reese. Reese deals to Sayre. Sayre navigates from the foul line on in and scores. He's hacked from behind. Count the field goal. Sayre to the stripe, a chance to complete a three-point play. His first points of this game. 26-11. Free throw Preston in and out. It was on target, lipped the rim, and snapped out of the basket. Here is Pitts down the floor for Botkins, which is up 15. On the arc to Monin. Straight away, Tucker Hillskamp. Back to Pitts between the rings. 26-11, Botkins. 5:31 to go here in the third quarter. Pitts veers left. Goes to Zimpfer, back to the basket, 12 feet away. Hits the cutter down the lane at Steinke. Oh, a good play. Assist Zimpfer. Field goal, Steinke. Two-pointer, Botkins. 28-11 in favor of the Trojans. Here is Jackson Center, forecourt to a right. Ball slapped out of bounds by Botkins in the right corner. It'll be played in by Preston Sayre with 5:12 to go, third period. Commanding lead for Botkins, 17. Here's a bad pass by Brendan Sayre. Luckily, that was not picked off. It was deflected, recovered by Preston Sayre on the arc for Jackson Center. A fadeaway 25-footer, no good off the heel. Rebound out to Pitts of Botkins. Pitts dribbling, foul line, back to the basket. Gives it up on the play to Monin, who fakes the three. To Steinke, now to Pitts. 28-11, cushion for Botkins. Pitts says, well, if you're not going to guard me, I'll chuck up the three straight away. It's on target, but long. Rebound wrestled away by Sayre from Monin, and Monin commits the foul. 28-11 on the scoreboard. Jackson Center down 17. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Botkins defending. Tigers bring it up. Good pressure from Pitts. Ball fumbled in backcourt by Sayre. Botkins on the takeaway. It's Monin. Bounce pass ahead to Pitts. Layup good. Botkins' defense all night has been fueling its offense. 14 for Pitts. He's having one dandy of a game. 4:12 to go, third quarter. Dribbling up the right side, it's Preston Sayre, and we had a reach-in from behind against a Botkins Trojan. Three fouls on Botkins in the third period, one on Jackson Center, 4:08 to go. 14 for Pitts, he's high man in the game. Jackson Center has been stymied big time, 11 points for the Tigers, and that's it. Right down below us, Preston Sayre will inbound. On the floor, Ian Stengel. Sayre to Stengel, back to Preston Sayre. Foul line, Jay, wide open. It's in and out. Oh, a lid on it for the Tigers all night. Rebound, Botkins, stolen by Jackson Center. Tigers have it on the arc, far left wing. Brendan Sayre unleashes a three ball and connects. Brendan Sayre, on the button, a triple. 30-14, Botkins by 16. 3:38 left here in the third quarter. Pitts, top of the circle, gets a pick from Zimpfer. Weave is on. Steinke to Zimpfer, baseline left. He's below the basket. Must release the ball to the arc. Does so to Steinke. Right back into Zimpfer. Jackson Center scratches the ball away. It's loose on the deck. Head coach Phil Groves, Botkin, signaling timeout. Don't know that anybody had possession. Eventually, Botkins got it. The timeout call ignored. Trojans possession, baseline right of the rim. 3:17 to go in the third. 30-14 in favor of Botkins. 5 points in the quarter for Jackson Center. That's it. 9 for Botkins. Ball inbounded, baseline right. Back to the basket, Vince Bayless. Then he turns, fades away from 10. Soft touch, it's good. Nice shot by Bayless of Botkins. Biggest lead, 18, 32-14. Here comes Jackson Center to the timeline. It's Sayre up the court to Reese. Reese 25 feet away on the dribble. Weaves, gives it to Brendan Sayre. Oh, it's poked away. Nice job. Well done by Bayless. Ball loose in backcourt. It's rolling out of bounds off Botkins' last. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Botkins leads it 32-14. Jackson Center just cannot get untracked offensively. A number of shots have been close. It's not the Tigers' night. Botkins has riddled Jackson Center in both meetings this year. Jackson Center has the ball knocked away by Botkins. It's loose in the corner. Tigers touch it last. Out of bounds. Unofficially, turnover 15 against Jackson Center. 2:33 to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. It's Pitts for Botkins. Slows down his pace. Bayless comes out to catch. Right wing Welsh on the weave to Monin. Can't turn the corner. Monin hands to Pitts. Right back to Monin. Right flank on the arc. Monin bouncing. 2:12 to go in the third. 32-14 Botkins, which gets a timeout. 18-point lead Trojans. 2 to go in the third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products.
So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, as we return to action, Preston Sayre makes a nifty steal for the Jackson Center Tigers, and he bolts the other way 40 feet, makes a great driving layup around Pitts, who commits the foul. And the free throw by Sayre is up, and it's good. And it's 32-17 in favor of Botkins with 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. Monin outside the lane on the left, goes to Hillscamp, top of the circle. Backs his man down, weaves to Pitts. Pitts baseline right, follow-away shot, deflected to Jackson Center. Touched along the baseline to Bayless of Botkins. Tigers will get it back. Jackson Center needs a rush here at the end of the third quarter to make this interesting entering the fourth. A minute 38 to go, period number three. 32-17, Botkins in the lead. Halftime score was 21-9. Ball thrown down the left side to Dane Reese for Jackson Center on the arc to Sayre. He glides into the lane, off balance, one-hander. Oh, there's the tough luck shooting. That was around and around like a top. It wouldn't stay in. Rebound Botkins. Pitts circles the wagons. Left wing Monin, fadeaway three, short, no good. Rebound baseline, Stengel for Jackson Center. Up to Preston Sayre. Wild pass picked off Hillscamp to Monin. Layup is good. There it is. Bad pass. Jackson Center pick off Botkins. Easy layup. And it's 34-17 in favor of Botkins. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center simply is not taking care of the ball well enough in this game. Another miscue. Steal Hillscamp. Hillscamp bolts the other way against a gray shirt from Jackson Center. Missed it. No good. Rebound down to the Tigers. Up the floor to Kloffenstein. Left corner Stengel. Long high-arching three. Got it. Stengel for a triple. 34-20. Botkins by 14. Halftime spread was 12. Pitch to midcourt, 17 ticks on the clock. On a weave, it goes to Steinke. Steinke hangs on, goes to Monin, 8, 7. Here's Pitts, 25 feet out. Pitts bouncing, steps back, shoots to 3. Eli Pitts off to the right, no good. Fark on the rebound, and that's how the third quarter stands. Botkins 34, Jackson Center 20. On scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Oh, the fourth quarter starts in a great way for the Botkins Trojans. A pickoff at midcourt and blazing a trail down the floor to the rim is Eli Pitts. He makes the shot, survives contact, it goes in. He's fouled, converts the three-point play at the stripe. And Botkins is up 17, 37-20. Biggest lead in this game, 18. Here's Jackson Center on the arc. Cross-court pass to Fark. He dives toward the paint, stops two or three steps away from the lane. Goes cross-court to Preston Sayre. Back to Fark for three. Good skip pass, short. Rebound Botkins. They found the open player to Jackson Center. Fark just could not convert. Jackson Center with a number of shots tonight, oh so close. They've circled the rim and come out. Botkins' defense has been excellent. 37-20 Trojans, 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Zimpfer, foul line, twisting, turning. Jackson Center defender falls, tried to draw the charge. The official wasn't baited. Good no call. Zimpfer lays it in. Zimpfer stuck with it, got the 2 points. Biggest lead of the game, 39-20. Botkins by 19, 6:20 left in the fourth. Zimpfer with a deflection, and then a Tiger player tumbles to side court. It'll be Jackson Center's possession. Just over six to play here in the fourth quarter. 39-20 Botkins, which has never trailed. It was 13-4 after one. And then 21-9 at the halftime break. Here's a bad pass. Jackson Center picked off by Botkins. And then right away, the Tigers slap down and foul. Jackson Center with unofficially 18 floor mistakes in this game. 18 turnovers by the Tigers. They have hurt. Let's see if Botkins cashes in again. Points after turnovers have been significant. Midcourt, Steinke on the bounce. Gives it to Monin, 30 feet away. Botkins can afford to work clock. Up 19 with 5:50 to go in the fourth. The weave is on. Steinke, Monin, Hillskamp, top of the circle, left flank to Pitts. Pitts gets a screen from Hillskamp. Here's Pitts driving the lane, probes the middle, nowhere to go. On the arc to Hillskamp, left wing to Monin. Jackson Center, the man defense all day long. Shake and bake move, Monin splits a couple defenders. He flips it up on the go. In and out, no good, but a foul against Jackson Center. Monin will shoot two. 39-20 in favor of Botkins. 5:25 to go here in the fourth. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, and you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. One free throw, Monin missed, one made. 40-20, Botkins has doubled the score. That's Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, located at 15 Elm Street. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Jackson Center with a miss to her right. Wild shot hit the backboard, barely caught iron, and then a bust out by Botkins the other way, leading the charge down the floor, Eli Pitts. He is fouled from the rear as he got down below the foul line. He shoots two. The first one is good. Eli Pitts with 18 in this game. Eli Pitts, you would think, has got the leg up on the Shelby County Boys Basketball Player of the Year. You would certainly think so. Second shot, but Pitts upcoming. 21-point lead, Botkins. A pair dead on. Pitts makes them both. 19 for Pitts, 42-20 in favor of Botkins. That is the biggest margin in this game. 4:56 to go here in the fourth. Ball thrown down the right side to Reese. Reese swings it on top to a teammate, and Steinke tries to fight through a screen and fouls for Botkins. Needless to say, it's not a strong Shelby County Athletic League this year. Entering play tonight, Botkins and Fairlawn, the only two boys programs over 500 in terms of overall records on the season. That's right, just two, Botkins and Fairlawn. Everybody else even or below. Here is Jackson Center inbounding. Hard drive, Preston Sayre down the lane. Good bounce pass feed to Fark, who lays it in. Fark with two. 42-22 in favor of Botkins. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Here is Treg Meyer on the floor now. 5'9 sophomore for Botkins. Outside the arc on the left to Pitts. Pitts fakes right, goes left. Weaves it to Bayless. Bayless gives it up to Welsh, 25 feet away. Right flank Pitts. He controls the ball, enters the lane, and he is guarded too tightly by Jackson Center, which commits the foul. 42-22 Botkins. And that is the fifth foul in the quarter on Jackson Center. Pitts toes the stripe with two coming. Chance to push the lead to 44-22. And the officials step in front of Pitts. Let's see what is being discussed. Something administrative. And the ball is handed back to Eli Pitts on the bounce. As he will shoot two, the first one on the way, got it. Pitts with four straight free throws here in the fourth quarter. He's got 20 on the night. Fine game for Eli Pitts. He was double digits on Saturday afternoon against Preble Shawnee. Second free throw is pure. 44-22 Botkins. Under four to play here in the fourth quarter. Preston Sayre, top of the key, whips a pass right side to Brendan Sayre. Brendan comes near side to Reese. Reese foul line, double teamed. Gives it up to Preston, gets a screen, shoots the three, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Pitts of Botkins. And he zips down the floor to the lane, turnaround Jay from 8 feet short. Rebound Jackson Center. 3:37 to go in the fourth. 44-22 Botkins. Up the left side, Fark. Slapping down and fouling is Treg Meyer of Botkins. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. We thank them so much. McCall Equipment, an originating partner way back in 2005 and 6, still with us today. We would not be on the air today without the original support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Tigers have the ball 30 feet out, 3:12 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Brendan Sayre driving into the lane, tries to dump it down inside to Preston, deflected and stolen by Botkins. Here come the Trojans quickly into Bayless. Turnaround left-hand shot, no good. Rebound kicked out of bounds in the corner off of Botkins. Jackson Center possession, 3 even to go in the fourth. 44-22 Botkins. We're on the air Thursday night. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from Fort Loramie, Redskins Raiders for the girls championship. Fort Loramie needs a win to forge a tie at the top. Rushi can take the league outright with a victory over the Fort Loramie girls on Thursday night. Here is another ill-advised pass to Jackson Center. Not sure who Preston Sayre thought was open below the basket. No one home as he threw it right over the head of a couple Trojans out of bounds. And Jackson Center has hit the 20 mark in terms of miscues tonight. Craig Meyer, top of the circle for Botkins. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. Trent Paul on the floor, 5'5 senior for Botkins. Top of the circle, Hillscamp. On a weave to Bayless. Bayless to Meyer. Botkins just circling the ball around, top of the circle, rotating it from one side of the court to the other. Catching straight away, Trigg Meyer. Now Trent Paul. Here's Hillscamp. Bullies his way into the lane. Back to the basket, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Braden Welsh. 1:55 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins 44, Jackson Center 22. Here's Hillscamp. He's got a sliver of an opening, and he squeaks through it into the paint. Forces up a shot. No chance to make it. He's handcuffed and fouled by the Tigers. A couple of free throws here for Hillscamp of Botkins, which leads 44-22. Tucker's got four in the game. His free throw is in and out. No good. Botkins has missed three free throws tonight. Eli Pitts is perfect, 5 for 5. Mon and 2 of 4. Hillscamp 0 for 1. Here is the next free throw by Hillscamp. Tries to make the second of the deuce, and he does so. 45-22 in favor of Botkins. Scoreboard clock reads 1:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Jackson Center to midcourt. It's Stengel. 1:44 to play. Outside the arc on the right to Eli Pringer, who's in, a 5'8 sophomore, and he throws it baseline right. Punched out of bounds by Botkins. Jackson Center will re-enter. 99 seconds to go in the game. Deep right corner. It is Stengel. Gives it up on the arc straight away. Handled there by TJ Reese, who's in. 6'2 sophomore. Near side, Stengel. They look for TJ in the paint. Not open. Pounding defense by Botkins. 20 feet from the basket. 1:18 to go in the fourth. 45-22 Botkins, which has led from start to closing here today. Outstanding defense, but Botkins once again tonight, having forced 24 errors from Jackson Center, make it 21. There's a bounce pass headed toward the right corner, but the man for whom the ball was intended had broken toward the basket along the baseline. Out of bounds to Botkins. Floor mistake, 21. A minute to go in the fourth. 45-22 Trojans. Here's Trent Paul to midcourt. On a weave, it goes near side to the teammate. It's Bayless. High left to Paul. Wesley Gutman's in, a 6'2 sophomore. Noah Miller on the court, a 6'2 senior for Botkins. As we wind down the clock, 38 seconds to go in the fourth. Jackson Center has been stymied offensively tonight. That's an understatement. Far too many empty possessions, in excess of 20 turnovers. Botkins has ruled this game from start to finish. Final 26 seconds to go. Jackson Center is not going to foul. Botkins will wind down the clock and win it. And in doing so, take the Shelby County Athletic League outright. Botkins Trojans go to 10-0 in the SCAL. Have a 3-game lead in the loss column over Jackson Center, Anna, and Rushi. It is the SCAL title for the Botkins Trojans, who now set their sights on a 12-0 perfect mark. Games remaining against Rushi and Houston. And then Botkins, with those two wins, will produce a 12-0 campaign in the SCAL this season. Botkins victorious, 45-22 over the Jackson Center Tigers. Easy does it for the home team here tonight. We'll return with more from Botkins in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, welcome back here to Botkins, where the Trojans have defeated the Jackson Center Tigers easily. Final score in this game, it just left the scoreboard. Let me do some quick math. Botkins with 21 points in the first half, 24 in the second, 45 for Botkins. Jackson Center, a meager total of 22 tonight, 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 11 in the third, 2 in the fourth are stars of this game. Eli Pitts, 21 for Botkins. Brendan Sayre with 6 wins it by default for Jackson Center. 45-22 Trojans. This segment brought to you by Sour Mugs. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
This is Jack Kramer at Botkins. Excuse me, a little delay coming back on the air as I had to make a trip to the restroom. I apologize. 45-22. Botkins victorious. A look at our upcoming schedule in a moment.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers simply could not muster up enough offense tonight. Botkins was too good. Trojans defense outstanding. Unofficially
16 Botkins points off Jackson Center turnovers, which numbered 21. That, too, is unofficial. Botkins advances on the year to 13-3, 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, which the Trojans have officially won by virtue of this victory here tonight. A lead in the standings of 3 games over Anna, Rushi, and Jackson Center. 3-game advantage in the loss column, only 2 to play. Botkins now sets its sights on a 12-0 season-ending mark, unblemished, 12-zip in the SCAL at Rushi next Friday night, the following Friday, home to Houston. There's also a non-league game in there on February 10th against Parkway, a non-league affair at New Knoxville on Saturday, February 14th, and a season-ending game here against a very good Lima Central Catholic team. That's on Saturday, February 21st. That will be worth watching for sure. That could be a dynamite game. Botkins now 13-3 on the year, 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. At Jackson Center is 8-9 overall, 6-3 in SCAL play. Jackson Center with 4 points in the first quarter tonight, 5 in the second, 2 in the fourth, 11 in the third. Meager offense for the Tigers, just couldn't get it done. Botkins scored 13 points in the first and third quarters, 8 in the second, 11 in the fourth. Botkins led by a score of 21-9 at the end of the first half and pulled away from there to win by 23 points, 45-22. 21 points for Eli Pitts. He was our Sour Mug star of the game for the Trojans. Will Monin, 6. Braden Welsh, 5. Owen Zimfer had 4. James Steinke had 2 points. And Tucker Hillskamp had 5. Vince Bayless in off the bench, a bucket for 2. For the Jackson Center Tigers, 5 on the night for Preston Sayre. 4 points for Anderson Fark. A 3-pointer for Ian Stengel. 2 threes for Brendan Sayre. He had 6. And a couple of 2-pointers for Carter Kloppenstein. He had 4 on the night. Tigers, as I noted, now fall to 8-9 on the year. Next game for Jackson Center is coming up on Friday. Home against Fort Loramie this coming Friday. Home game for the Tigers. There was other action in the SCAL tonight. Unfortunately, my phone is not running, so I can't check any score updates that may have been funneled to me. But there were 2 other boys' games in the SCAL this evening, including a girls' game. Rushi in the SCAL was on the road at MAC opponent Marion Local. Our next broadcast, Thursday night, tip-off about 7:15, 7:20 on the air, 6:30, 6:35 p.m., right around in there for Rushi and Fort Loramie. The girls' contest will decide the championship in the SCAL. Rushi with a victory can take the crown outright. Fort Loramie would like to upset the Raiders and forge a 2-way tie atop the standings. Special night here at Botkins. Yes, the Trojans won to go to 10-0 in the league and win the SCAL. At the same time, a very significant and special award was made at the half of the preliminary game this evening. Brett Meyer of Botkins was recognized at the half of the JV tilt. He was honored with the Richie Gutman Award for his long-time quality service and outstanding loyalty at Botkins Schools as a fan, a teacher, a coach, and an ambassador for the Botkins School District. Congrats to Brett Meyer. Very well-deserved, as he was awarded the Richie Gutman distinction here tonight in the middle of the JV game at halftime. That contest also won by Botkins, which takes the varsity tilt 45-22. Be with us on Thursday, airtime about 6:35 p.m., Fort Loramie Rushi girls from the Redskins gym. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Botkins. Again, the final tally,
45-22. Botkins takes the SCAL crown, beating Jackson Center by 23 points.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCalle very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCalle Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.